Vayter and Shasper and Dav Chav Tespik Yom Chav Chesam Beis about the bottom of the page about the Mishnah. Here we go again with the case of three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon married the two sisters. Then Levi is going to be waiting to see what's going on with Yibam. Shlosha Achen, three brothers. Shnaim Him, Nesum, Nishtecho, is two and married the two sisters. Oh, Isho Bita, or it's a case not only of two sisters, but say it's a mother and a daughter. O Isho Bas Bita, mother and a granddaughter. O Isho Bas Mena, or a granddaughter from the son. Hare Elu Choltzos Vilim Ziyabimus. If they now go and they die and they fall to Levi, so now what ends up happening? Now there's a Zekukos one to the next, so obviously you can't get married to them, but you have to do Chalitza. Why? Because the Zekukos thing is only a Dirabonin to get din. So therefore, the rest they have to do it. Rabbi Shimon Poter entirely. The Gemara is going to explain where he gets his tour from, but he says, no, you don't have to do chalitza. Next, Toysa Achas Man Asura Olav Isra Erva. Let's say one of them that falls to him ends up being, let's say it's two sisters, and one of them is Isra Erva to him because it's his own daughter, and the other one is it's her sister, but it's from another father, same mother but different father. So what happens? Hoysa Achas Man Asura Olav Isra Erva. Then Aser Ba Umut Rechosa. It knocks off the Zekuka. The Zikuk, there's no Zikuk over here because it's an Erva, but he goes and now it's going to be mutter to the other one. Iser Mitzvah, or Iser Kedusha. What happens if one of them is Iser Mitzvah, Iser Kedusha, which is Iser Dorabanan, we know, is Iser Mitzvah, Iser Kedusha, is even Iser Doraisa, but there's no Kares involved. Then Cholt, in which case the Asay of Yibam is going to be Dochel Lo Saseh. Therefore, Choltzos V'lo Mizyabos, you do Chalitza, but you don't do Yibam. Why Chalitza? Because Midrash is Chayav, Midrabban, and you still have to go and do Chalitza. Zok the Gemara, what's Pshat in Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Shimon says that if you have, let's say, two sisters fall to this brother, that they're going to be totally off the hook. Tanya, Rabbi Shimon, both Rabbi Shneim, and Chalitza, and Yibam from both entirely, you have to do nothing. Why? Shemar the Pasuk says, V'isha Ela Chosa Lo Sikach Litzror, you can't take a woman and her sister in order to make them Tsuror. A tzara one to the next. If they become a tzara one to the next by falling to the same person, then lo yehei lecha lekuchin afil b'achuzan. You can't take even one of them. That's a daraisa dikid, then it's off the hook. Period. Next. Now, part of the mission said, ha'isa achaz man, what happens if one of them ends up being an iser erva? Then what? He can't take her, but he can go and do yibam on the other one. Says Gemara, ha'su lamali, why do you need to teach me this? We learned this already in Daf Chavav, ha'inu hach. This is the same case we saw earlier. Says Gemara, l'Rabbi Shimon, this is ordered to be compared to teach us for Rabbi Shimon. I would have thought, hol v'am Rabbi Shimon, shtei achayus lo chotzos lo mizabnos, two sisters, they don't do chalitza, they don't do yibam all together. Then ligzor, let's make a gezer, mishum shtei achayus da alma. Maybe we should make a gezera that if one of them is an erva, you can't take the other one, because then it may end up coming into the case where there's going to be two sisters and you're going to end up saying that you it's the same thing. Kamashmala, and you could take one of them. Kamashmala, come tell you, we're not worried about such an idea. And even Rabbi Shimon would say that the sister's not an erva, you're allowed to do yibman. Next one, the Mishnah said, Iser Mitzvah. Let's say it's Aser because of Iser Mitzvah. Or the Mishnah said, Kedusha, then what? You have to do Chalitza, but you're not allowed to do yibam. Beep, turn the page, Chavtes. Let's work with the concept of the Iser Mitzvah. We know by an Iser Mitzvah, really midoraisa, you'd have to do Yibam. So our Mishnah says you have to do Chalitza, but you're not allowed to do Yibam. But we know that really midoraisa, they have to be taken, and I have two sisters coming together, and what do we see? We know that V'hamer of Shimon, Shtei Achoyos, Lo Chotzos Mitzyamos, they didn't do either of them, the Chalitza and not Yibam either. Again, midorabanan, they're allowed to be together, but midoraisa, it's considered Zekuka. So Rabbi Shimon should also say they're going to be pater from Chalitza and Yibam, says Gemara. It's a Gezerah. Gezerah Mishum Iser Mitzvah de Alma. Takat Shu, we do not need Chalitza, but it's a Gezerah because of the Iser Mitzvah de Alma, which is going to be a case in another case when you have sisters that, when you have a Yavama that ends up being an Iser Mitzvah, they're going to go and just let you off entirely. So that's why Gezerah, we say you have to do a Chalitza over here as well. Oh, says Gemara. Ha Tenech Ihi. Achosa Michael Meimar. Okay, that makes a lot of sense when you're dealing with this woman herself. They have to say go and do chalitza so it doesn't happen to other people like her. Rashi says Iser Mitzvah. But Achosa Michael Meimar, the sister, what are you gonna say to that? Says Rashi, Amai Cholza, Tiftar Mishum Tipater Mishum Achos Zukuka, Dahacha Mayamart. Over here it's Achos Zukuka, therefore she should be Pater entirely. What are you worried people are going to come and start saying if you don't do that? Says Gemara, Gezira Achosa Mishum Lasa Dida. You're right, it's just this woman's mazel, says Rashi, Mishum Mazel Dida, the Iser Mitzvah. Because it was only because of the sister that falls into the fact of the of Iser Mitzvah. If we were to go ahead and to let the sister not do chalitz altogether, then people are going to come to do this also when it comes to in Iser Mitzvah without doing chalitza either. And that is a big problem. The next step of that is Rashi, what's going to happen is going to then get them to think that if a woman who is an Iser Mitzvah is going to be out without chalitza, even when she's not the sister of the Zakuka, and that's a problem. Says the Gemara, of a hagabi erva lo gazrinon, we don't make a gazer by erva, where we said if it's erva to the oven, she doesn't need anything, and he's allowed to do yibum on the other one, yibum or chalitza, why don't we go ahead and do it over there also, right? It's like scot-free without anything, no gzeris. So what's the difference between the two cases that over here we say that, over there, we just say there's no gzer over there. You can say, oh, chalitz on her because of the sister. But what do we say? No, even though she needs chalitz or yibum, the erva's outright, doesn't have to be involved at all, and she's off the hook. So why is it that we do, in the second sister by our case, we're going to say, you do have two chalitza, says Gemara, shiny erva. Don't try to compare it to the erva case. You know why? Because the migmar gemiri law, and she, people know this halacha, that an erva is going to be putter from chalitza. It's a well-known concept. As Rashi says, v'akol yodin she'ein tzricha chalitza, v'achosa la v'achosa zakuka. Everyone knows it's not considered the zakuka. V'lo asi l'mishrei achosa below chalitza. It's not going to end up allowing you to do the other one without any chalitza. Aval erva denasu tsaros, but erva that makes tsaros, the Rebbe Shimon lokule alma gemiri hilchasa di iser shtehem shavos. Not everybody learned this halacha. Nobody knows halacha. Not everyone knows the halacha of Rebbe Shimon. So, but the first case we says, well, shani erva demigmar gemiri la in sheva kala islay. Everyone has a there's a voice over there, and people all know about it. But when it comes to the sisters, by erva. Sorry, I mean, Iser Mitzvah isn't as known. People don't know it as well. And if you do chalitz, and if there's no chalitza that's going to be happening over there, then you're making a mistake in another type of circumstance. Okay, now, very beautiful. Let's jump into the next beautiful Mishnah. Shlosha Achin. We got ourselves three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Shnayim, Lishun, Shtechoyos, two is married to two sisters. We got ourselves Rachel and Leah. Vechad Mufti, the other one is free. He is ready. He is single and ready to mingle. Meisachad mibadli achoyos. Let's say one of them ends up dying. Reuven dies. Then va'asaba mufna maimer. And now Levi does maimer, which is the durabanan dika zika. During a marriage. Va'achakach meisachav hasheni. Then the second one goes and he dies also. So now it's Leah falls into the picture. What happens now? Because he didn't end up actually marrying her full on, full fledged, regular, normal. He just did maimer. And now Leah came into the picture and they're sisters. So what does Beshame say? Beshame omer. Don't worry about it. Ishto, imo. His wife remains with him. And the other one goes out with because of a chosisha. Off the hook, nothing necessary, nothing needed at all. Rashi goes and spells this out, and he says that, what does that mean? Ishto imo, the maimer ki kenus adami. He also said, getting married, maimer is like kenus, like you're married her. And v'chinafla chosa, lo mitzera hachaleha, b'shem chosukuka, doesn't all of a sudden make her asr because of a chosukuka. Next, Rashi, v'lazu teitze, afen achlitza, mishum achosisha. Even from chalitza, because it's considered like a chosisha. That is beishame. Beishame, they say, nope. Motzi Sisho beget of chalitza, he has to go ahead and he has to now get rid of this Maimer Dika Rebetzin with a get and chalitza. Ve'eshes achiv chalitza, and now the eches achiv, the other one, next wife, the Leah, also with chalitza. Zu Hishamer, and this is what they say, ohi lo al ishto, ohi lo al eches achiv. Woe to him for his wife, meaning the one that he took originally, and woe to him by the brother's wife, the one that he can never end up taking. Zok the Gemara. Zuhi lamata lemeute mai. This concept, you say, this is that which you say, you're excluding what? That's what usually the Gemara uses such a lush, and it means, and not another case. Lemeute hachta Rabbi Yeshua. It's coming to me, mai, the case of Rabbi Yeshua. The law of Dina comes to say, we don't do like him. I'll explain this in a second. We don't do like him. Ella, Karebi Gamliel, Ui, Karebi Eliezer. We do like Gamliel, or like Eliezer. This is a Gemara which actually we mentioned briefly earlier in the Mesechta, but we're bringing it again now. We're going to see it later in Daf Kuf Tes. There's a machlokus over there that we know what's the case. You got two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and they're married to sisters. Interestingly, though, the sisters, one of them is a gedola and one of them is a katana. So the gedola is a full-fledged marriage. The katana, those are durabun and dika marriage, right? They did some sort of marriage there. The brother married her off, the mother married her off. So in such a case, what ends up happening is as follows. Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah. Rachel is the adult, Leah is the kid, even though normally we would say the opposite, perhaps. Anyway, so what happens is now, the husband of the adult ends up dying, and now she falls to the sibling, to Shimon. When she falls to Shimon, though, Shimon, we know, is married to the sister, and the sister is only derabbanan to a marriage over there. So what happens? He's only derabbanan, but the adult one, the Zika that's there, is midaraisa. So Yeshua says, you know what you have to do? The Yavam has to divorce his wife, the Ketana, and then let go of the other wife with Chalitza. His own wife is getting rid of because of the fact that now she's achos zikuka. So, and the you can't take the other one, midrabanan, is considered achos isha. So then Rabbi Yehoshua over there says, oy lo, woe is to him, and oy is to his wife, over the, and his brother's wife. So that's Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, though. That's Rabbi Yehoshua. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Eliezer, though, they argue in that case. So the point is, we're coming to come against Rabbi Yehoshua, that in such a case, we do not hold like him. Now we delve a little bit more into the world of Rabbi Shammai. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo tema maimer Rabbi Shammai konikin garmi. Even though we just said the shtickle that Rabbi Shammai say that if he does the first one that he's married and he keeps her and then the second one goes out, don't go so far. That's like the total marriage. The ibai lafuke sagi labigita. If he wants to get rid of her now, that it's good enough to just go ahead and give her a get. Don't think so. This isn't like a full fed straight up marriage over here. Ella Maimer Lebeshame Enokone. Ella Lidchos Bitsara Bilvad. The only amount of kinyan that it does is in order to push off the tsara. At that stage, you don't have to do yibum or chalitza. Amr Avavi, and then we're gonna back up Rabbi Lazar's statement. Afananami telling me we have a Mishnah which comes along and backs it up over here. It's Mishnah going back to Chavav, Beshame Omrim, Yekaimu. Beshame say that you can go ahead and you can keep them. Right, this is talking about two sisters fell to two brothers, and they were supposed to do chalitza, but they ended up doing yibam. What's the halacha of they ended up doing yibam? So Beishame says the halacha is you can keep them. Rashi says im kadmu v'kansu b'reish birkin, if they actually jumped the gun and did it. Yekaimu in, that means you did it. B'diavad, it's good. L'chatchila lo, but you're not supposed to do it. Says Rashi, l'chatchila lo miyabmu mishom achos zekukaso. Don't do it because of achos zekukaso. Beep, turn the page. Chavtes Amud Beis. V'is HaKadaitach, and if you really wanted to say that Maimer Lebeshame Kona Kinyan Gomer, it's a straight up Kinyan and Gansen. Zeya is a Meiser V'yikna. V'zeya is a Maimer V'mixer. Zeya is a Maimer V'yikna. Let one brother go and do Maimer and be Koner. And let the other brother do Maimer with the other sister there and also acquire her. And then they can just go ahead. And you still end up doing yibam. But yet, we know Beishamai doesn't let you do this. So what does that teach us? Even according to Beishamai, Maimer doesn't work to make a complete and total kinyan of this woman. Okay, so now we ended up basically saying that Maimer doesn't end up doing a kinyan gamar. Elamai, then what does it do? Dochet dechi gamar. It does do a knockoff entirely, right? Gets rid of the other sister. So, where it says, so fine, even with that, Zeyasa Maimer V'Yitra, let this one do Maimer and then Yitra, and push off, it would be pushing off the other brothers. When he does Maimers with one of these sisters, he ends up knocking off the other one that he can't have with her anymore. Zeyasa Maimer V'Yitra, the other one does the same thing and knocks her off. And knocks her off. And then, now they can go ahead and they can just do Yibam. Elamai Islecha L'Meimar. Elamayis l'chamemer, what are you going to say back? You're going to say, Maimer de tera dachi, de yisura lo dachi. Hachanami maimer, afil l'man da amr, maimer kona, kinyin gamar, maimer de tera kani, de yisura lo kani. Taka, what are we going to end up saying? We're going to now say that maimer, when it's a heter dika maimer, then in such a case, dachi. It goes in and knocks off the other sister if she comes to the picture. The Yisur Lodachi, but if you did it in Isser, when you weren't allowed to do it now, and then you went and you took it, then it's Lodachi. Hachanami, we say the same thing over here also. Afilu Lamanda Amr, Maimer Kona Kinyagamar. Even according to Beishami, it says Maimer is a full on, straight up catch. Maimer de Terakani. The Yisur Lodachi. Only if it's Maimer de Terra, when you could be doing it and everything's fine and dandy. But the Yisura, when it comes to the Yisura Lokani, it does not work. Period. Now we have another way of saying over this whole shtickle in another version. Rav Ashi Masniach, Rav Ashi learns the following. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lo tema maimer lebe shame dachi dechuya gemur. Do not say that maimer working in the world of Bishame is going to do a dechuya gemura, right, and get rid of the other yavam, the other relatives of here. If it's a rasa chalitza namilabaya, that she wouldn't even need chalitza. Ela doche umishayerhu. What it ends up doing is it's doche, it knocks something off, umeshayer, and it leaves something over. So in the world of Eshame, Maimer is going to work in a way that it's going to knock something off. It's going to be doche and push away this issue of achos zukukasa, and that this Maimer shtickle doesn't make now her husband, or this thing, this zukuka, and now everything's an aser balagan. But at the same time, so there still is zika that makes the sister have to go ahead and get chalitza. Now, the way we just learned now, let's try to back it up from the following. Amar Rebbe Avin, Afanan Abitanini, we also learned this in the Mishnah later on. The Mishnah was talking about you have two sisters that end up by two brothers, and the brothers went and they did Yibam. Beishami Omrim, Yekaimu in Lechatchilalo. You can uphold it, which means that's Bidiavid. If you did that, then you're good. But Lechatchil, you shouldn't do such a thing. V'yisakadaitach Marmel Beishami Docha Dechia Gemura, if you want to say that it's doche entirely, then zeyas and maimer v'yidcha, v'zeyas and maimer v'yidcha. Let them do maimer in opposite wives, right? This one does maimer and then it ends up going in and knocking with the other one to be part of him. And the other one does the same thing, vice versa. But we know the Beis Shammai doesn't let this. So what does that mean? That according to them, maimer does not make a complete knockoff of the Mimer's wife's sister. Frakta Gemara v'ha ve'ela ha'katani. Frakta Gemara ve'ela ha'katani, but we know that the Mishnah actually does speak out and say, Beishame omrim ishto imo v'halizu teitse mishumachos isha. Again, we're talking about the cases where the Yavan does Mimer on the first one, and then the sister ends up falling into the picture also. So what does Beishame say to do? It says that ishto imo, fact that it's saying that Ishto Imo's wife stays with him and the other one gets thrown out because of a Chos Isha, what does that tell you? That it means she's completely and totally dachoy. She's knocked out, she's rejected, and therefore there's no chalitza needed. Question mark. How can you deal with that one? So at this stage, where we're left with is the fact that really, according to Bishame, Mimer does work in order to completely reject the other sister. Now, Taka, why in the Mishnah Chavav can you not do, which says, no, they both have to do chalitza? If the two sisters fall to each other, Ella frekta Gemara Yevama de Chazia Lekulu Chazia Lemiktsasa Yevama de Lo Chazia Lekulu Lo Chazia Lemiktsasa. This is explaining why you can't have one do Mimer, and then go ahead and do Yibam, because Yevama Lechazia Lekulu, a Yevama who's now Chazi Roi fitting for everything, meaning you can do Yibam right this second. Then Chazil Miktsasa, then even Miktsasa ends up working. Maimer will work. But Yavama the Lo Chazil Lekula. But if you have Yavama that can't do everything right now, then Lo Chazil Miktsasa is not even ready to do a little bit. And we know the case is talking about when these two sisters fell the two brothers in a way. So now that's not ready to do Yibam at this stage. Therefore, it's not going to go ahead. And the Lo Chazil Miktsasa. Okie dokie, new question. Frek the Gemara. Let me ask all y'all just an interesting idea about how far does this go within the world of Bishamai. If Bishamai says that Mimer actually does something here, it's like a kiknusa. How far? Bai Rabba, Mimer le Bishamai. According to him, Nisuino said, does it make Nisuin like full-fledged? Or Irisino says it makes like the first step. Abai says, Lamai Hilchasa, what halacha are you trying to figure out from here? Like, what do you want to know? Ile Meliorsh, if you want to reference the idea of Yerusha, in other words, just if she dies, you know, he gets her stuff. But that's only by Nesua, not if it's in Arusa. Velitamila, and in reference to the idea of becoming Tamiter, if he's a coin, because a coin's not to become Tamiter, but he's allowed to his wife. So, but only if it's Nisuin and not if it's Erisin. Ooh, Lahafer Nidarea, and in reference to being Mefer Hor Nidarim, we know you can only be Mefer the Nidarim. He can only do that with the father if he's in Erisin state, but he can do it by himself if it's Nisuin. If that's what your question is about those things over here, then I'll say, Hashta Arusa Ba'alma Tani Rabchia, Ishta Arusa Lo Onen, Velo Metamila, Vechein Hi Lo Onenes, Velo Metamis Lo. if it's just Eris, since Rabbi Chiya says that if the woman's an Arusa, then he doesn't become an Onain for her, that he doesn't mourn her death during that time. He just go ahead and deal with the funeral process. Rashi says, Leah Sabakachim, it's also Devkachim, Velomatami, Lomit's come tummy to her. It says, if he's a Kohen, because it's not considered She'er or Karvilov. And she also lo and then she doesn't become owning to him, meaning that what again no kachim and doesn't become tummy to him. Now we know kahuna, that's not a problem, a bas coin, but it means ain't a tzrichel es asik bo, says Rashi, she doesn't have to be osik in this mesa ain't a yorsha. If she dies and he doesn't get her stuff, mahu govik subasa mace who sorry mesu govik subasa, but if he dies, she does get the ksuba. Rashi says this is talking about a case of the cost of ubid, the cost of lam in Erison. It was written like from Erison, because generally it's from Nisun, but they wrote it like that. Avod b'maimer mibai. Then if he did maimer to her, do you even have to ask? In other words, doing straight up Erison is clearly going to be stronger than maimer. And yet, what do we say over here? That that's not going to make her a wife. So when it comes to Mimer also, of course, it's not going to make them make a full-fledged. Now, Rashi explains what that means is that Hashta Arusa, the Kiddushin Dida Daraisa, and Tani Rav Chia, Ein the Yoresh, is the Daraisa thing. It's not Yoresh, Ein Matamala. Mimer, Yevamim, Midurabanan. The concept of Mimer if is just the Durabanan. The Hami Daraisa, Yevamim, Yavo, Aleha, Kasrachman, everybody. It has to be the full-fledged, and therefore it's just Durabanan. So then where was the question? Must be talking about giving her over to chuppah. My, what's the halacha over there? Nisuin ose? V'lo boi misir l'chuppah? Does it do nisuin? Therefore, you don't have to do the process of going and bringing it over to chuppah. Rashi says that de'im ba'aleh bal karcha b'lo chuppah kani. V'i boi su lafuke b'gita sa'yila. Right, so we know that in order to go ahead and actually have the marriage done properly, it's got to be done not by Lakarcha, but over here, maybe we're saying that in reference to Mesiyah Luchuppah, does it do its total full-fledged, and therefore you don't have to do Mesiyah Luchuppah? Or Dilma Erisin, or maybe it does Erisin, or Boyu Mesiyah Luchuppah, and you still need to get to the stage of Mesiyah Luchuppah. Rashi says, and the mask of Lobay Mesir Luchuppah is the Imboy Lea Bal Karcha, Belochuppah Kani, it works. We buy Yisula Fukibigita Sagila works. So we're seeing over here also, that's what you're trying to figure out over here. Is it make Nisuin, or does it, and therefore you can do Bal Karcha, or does it do Erisin, and therefore needs Mesir Luchuppah? It has to be that she is consensual in such a thing. Amarlei, so he says that Hashta lo avod b'maimer, in a case where he didn't do maimer, if Yavamu yavo aleh, that the Yavamu can go and just do yibam on her, means bal karcha against her will. Avod b'maimer mibai, if he did maimer, do you even have a question over here? It's even stronger case of Zika. Clearly, he would be allowed to do such a thing. Amarlei, so he says, no, he says, Sha'ani omer, kol osa maimer b'yavimto, parchim in Zika Yavam. And anyone who does maimer on the Yavama, it now goes ahead and he's now removed any sort of Ziki of Vamin, and V'chala Alei, Zikas Erison. Now he's just opened up into the world of Zikas Erison. Rashi says, V'nisuin shel shar noshim, V'im ba'alel achar maimer below chuppa lokana, and therefore it has to be done in a consensual manner. My, what is the halacha? So maybe by maimer you would have to do it. What's halacha? Toshima, let's try to figure this out. Zak di gemara. Shameris, when you have a woman who is waiting to do yibam, in other words, her husband died, now she's waiting by the brother-in-law to either do yibam or chalitza. So that's called the Shameris Yavam. Bein yavam echad, bein shnei yavam, whether it's one yavam, whether it's two yavam, or yavamin, whether it's two of them. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, yafer. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, le'echad velo l'shnayim. Rabbi Eliezer is of the opinion that if she's a Shameris Yavam, whether it's for one or it's for two, there is either way, one or two, they can go ahead and they can be mefer her neder. Rashi says, Yafer echad mehenes nidara, nidra. Rabbi Yeshua, Yeshua says, le'echad velo l'shnayim. Only if it's one, says Rashi, shomeres echad, echad is yafer, aval shomeres l'shneivam lo yafer lo ze velo ze, neither one of them can go and do it. Rabbi Kiva says, lo le'echad velo l'shnayim. Neither one of them are able to go ahead and do this, whether it fell to one or it fell to two. Va'avinaba, and we break it down. Let's try to understand what's going on over here. Bishlam Rabbi Kiva and send the city Rabbi Kiva. Suffer ain Zika filu l'chad. He says there's no Zika even if there's only one. Says Rashi ain Zika the tavi kiknusa filu l'chad. That's considered like it's married even with one. Heichat aleka elachad the vade alea. Ramya feel hachi and zika. If we only fall into one, even then there's no zika. Le Rabbi Yeshua contra Rabbi Yeshuda lechad yezika. When you have it falling to only one person, then there's zika. Letrei in zika, but it falls to two of them, then there is no zika. Explains Rashi, why is it letrei in zika? The lo yedin and lahay minai Ramya. We don't know which one it falls upon. Va'filu shneim ke'echad ein afaras hanafar de kalisha zikas. And even if they would do it together, it doesn't work because it's a weak type of zika. Elu Rabbi Eliezer, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, how do we understand him? He said whether it's only one or it's two, both of them can do it. What's going on over there? He nami the kasavi zika. If you would say the concept that he does hold of zika, so bishlam lechad mayfair understand if there's only one, then he could do mayfair. He could nullify the vows. El letrei amai, but if it falls to two, what is going on? Why would you say that either one of them has a koch to be able to do such a thing? Right? If you want, you could say that maybe they could do it together. But how's it going to be that each one can do it? Rashi says, El letrei amai, he nami the yezika, feel letrei miu. Yefru shnehem miboyle. I should have said that both of them have to go and do it. V'amir Rabbi Ami, hachmai skin. What are we talking about? Kigon da avid ba mimer. We're talking about a case where mimer was done. Ubishame, and it's other bishame. Da amir mimer kona kinyagamer. Mimer does a full on kinyan. Now we finally come to the answer. E amir bishlam nisuin. No, said if you want to say that this is going to end up doing nisuin, mishum hachim efir. That's why this they can go ahead and be mefir. This neder Eli Yamar to Erison, or so if you said just said Erison, hey, he must have Mayfair. How could you go ahead and say that it's able to be Mayfair? Well, Tanan, you know, we learned in the Mishnah in the Darim, the Nara Hamurasa, a view Ubaila Mayfair in the Dereha, that a Nara Hamurasa, if there's Erison there, then the father and the husband together can go ahead and be Mayfair than the Darim. And if Rabbi Lizer says that he has a koch to be able to go ahead and do and be made for the nether, it must be that it ends up being that it's nisuin. So our question of Maimer, does it do according to Beis Shammai, Eirus and nisuin? The answer is we see it's nisuin. And so the Gemara, nope, not necessarily. Rabbi Nachum Yitzchak, my mefir. What does it mean when he said mefir? It means mefir b'shutfus. Maybe it means b'shutfus, and therefore it just means Eirus, and therefore you don't have a raya. So we're going to see right now that Maimer apparently what, according to Eliezer, we have Ami just explained that the Maimer does make a full-fledged, that they are now Yavama, is they're connected, but on an Eirusin level. So now we're going to break it down a little bit more. Rabbi Elazar Damer, according to Rabbi Elazar that says, Maimer, lebeishame, eino kone, because we see Rabbi Eliezer says that it is, but according to Rabbi Elazar that says, according to Beishame, that it's not kone, ela litchos atzar b'vad, the whole thing it's just doing is to knock off the tzara that if the sister falls to the same yavam after there was already done maimer, as she says, litchos b'tzara b'chos ha'shanaf ha'lufanof acher maimer zu, amai mefer b'shutfus. All it's doing is knocking someone else off. It's not keeping here that this is strong. So how could this work altogether, the shutfis, to be made for the net there? Amal Kharbi Lazar, Lazar comes in and explains, Eimar da amriyana eno kone ala d'chos. What did I mean when I said? What does that mean? That Eimar da amriyana. The army ana eno kone ela lidchos atzar b'vad. When is it that I say that Maimer is not going to go ahead and make a full-on kinyan, except to be able to go ahead and knock out the yavama, the other one, the tzara, from doing yibam? That's the lo sagila begita. Meaning, the Maimer person is not allowed to get off just by giving a get. El bayinami chalitza. They're going to also need to go ahead and do chalitza. Lahafer nidareh mi'amrinan. Right? In reference to do the to be made for the neder. Does it mean that it doesn't work out? And it says, no, of course it does. Maimer works in order to allow it to go ahead and be made for nidareh. And at least with using, with a shutfis with the father. V'yiboy same. Another answer is that Rabbi Chalabi Lezer gets it back to Uli Rabbi Nachum Bar Yitzchak. In the world of Rabbi Nachum Bar Lezer, who said that Rabbi Eliezer meant that even though Maimer goes ahead and is a complete Kenyan, it's only going to affect Erison. And the Yavam is able to go ahead and be mefer the nedarim with the papa. Miricha, that does work out. Mikatani yaferu, does it, in his lashon, does it say they are able to do it? Yafer katani, it's just only an individual, only singular, he's allowed to do it. Must be according to him that actually does nisuin, because then he could be doing it by himself. But if we go according to the way the Rav Nachman Yitzchak explained, that it's only like Erisin, then what's Pshat Rabbi Eliezer? Why are you saying over here that he's allowed to go ahead and do it by himself? Ella, Hacham Ayeskina, what are we talking about? She'amda bedin. The Bach changed Lashon to She'amad bedin, where there's a stalemate and they're not giving Yibim, not doing Chalitza, they're there by din. Upaskalam zonos mishalo, and the court ruled that now he has to go and he has a sustainer. He's allowed to go and take things from him, from his money. Rashi goes and he explains that what that means is that kedekanu lekamun bechotz. We're going to see that from aleph and beis that amud bedinu barach nizonis mishal yavam. The mehashta bailahus from here is considered like a husband. Vel daito nuderes almanasi yirtze. Ukedur Pinchas Mishmei, the back of the Gemara, Ukedur Pinchas Mishmei the Rava, the Amar of Pinchas Mishmei the Rava, Kol HaNoderes, Al Das Bailehi Noderes. Like Rav Pinchas says in the name of Rava, that he says that anyone, any woman, whenever she does a nether, she does it with the Das of her husband, the mind. And that's the type of case that we're talking about, that he's allowed to go and be made for her nether. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.